to Jerry Osborne's Vinyl Village.
When those oldies play, we listen.
I'm Jerry, and our village is like no other.
Oldies, we all love song.
Anytime at all. Anytime at all. Anytime at all. All you gotta do is go. I'll be there.
If you need somebody to love, just look into my eyes. I'll be there to make you feel right. If you're feeling sorry and sad, I'd really sympathize. Don't you be sad, just call me tonight.
Anytime at all. Anytime at all.
The sun has faded away, I'll try to make it shine. There is nothing I won't do. When you need a shoulder to cry on, I hope it will be mine. Call me tonight and I'll come to you.
Old Time at All, and that's from the Beatles' Something New album, one of five LPs in 1964 that made either number one or number two on the LP charts. And with that, we open the doors wide to another episode of The Vinyl Village on KPTZ. And while we're in the summer of 1964, here's a great song from Elvis that made the top 40 at that time. And if you're planning on kissing me, please do it quickly. I hate to postpone the inevitable.
Kiss me quick, while we still have this feeling. Hold me close and never let me go. Cause tomorrows can be so uncertain. Love can fly and leave just hurting. Kiss me quick because I love you so. Kiss me quick and make my heart go crazy. Sigh that sigh and whisper oh so low. Tell me that tonight will last forever. Say that you will leave me never. Kiss me quick because I love you so.
Oh,
let the band keep playing while we are swaying. Let's keep on praying that they'll never stop.
Kiss me quick, I just can't stand this waiting. Cause your lips are the lips I long to know.
Let the band keep playing while we are swaying. Let's keep on praying that they'll never stop.
Kiss me quick, I just can't stand this waiting. Cause your lips
are lips I long to know.
love you so. Kiss me quick, because I love you so. Kiss me quick, because I love you so.
After a quick kiss, let's go to the phones and take a listener request.
Hello, this is Larry Holloway from St. Louis, Missouri. So I'd like to hear one by Barry Mann, Who Put the Bop. It's a really cool song with a good bass beat.
Well, Larry, it's great to hear from you, and you sound like a guy who really belongs in the Vinyl Village.
I really enjoy listening to your radio station. It's all the way out here in Missouri. It's great, and you play the music that we do want to hear.
You picked it, and I'm playing Who Put the Bump in the Bump, Bump, Bump.
I'd like to thank the guy who wrote the song that made my baby fall in love with me.
Who put the bump in the bump, a bump, a bump? Who put the rhyme in the ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong? Who put the bop in the bop, shabop, shabop? Who put the dip in the dip, 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 dip? Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me.
Yeah.
When my baby heard bump, 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 every word went right into her heart. And when she heard them singing Ram-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-ding-dong, she said we'd never have to part. So
who put the bump in the bump, a bump, a bump? Who put the rhyme in the ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong? Who put the bop in the bop, shabop, shabop? Who put the dip in the dip, 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 dip? Who was that man?
Sets my baby's heart on a glow. And every time we dance to dip, 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 she always says she loves me so. So
who put the bump in the bump, a bump, a bump? Who put the rhyme in the ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong? Who put the bump in the bop, shoo-bop, shoo-bop? Who put the dip in the dip, 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 dip? Who was that?
Bomb, 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 and my honey, ram-a-lama ding dong, forever. And when I say dip, 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 you know I mean it from the bottom of my boogity, boogity, boogity shoe.
Barry Mann from 1961, and I guess it's an unusual situation where we have a 9-word title, and 4 of those are the same word. Who put the bump in the bump, bump, bump? And while we're on the subject of lengthy song titles, one of the Supremes' early hits was an 8-word title, When the Love Light Starts Shining Through His Eyes. And here we have it with Diana, Florence, and Mary.
Yeah.
We're the ones who bring back the old records. Think It Over, Baby, from 1958 by Buddy Holly and the Crickets. And this is me, Jerry Osborne, venerable founder of the Vinyl Village on KPTZ, and always happy to present Tony Williams and the Platters. And hopefully you will remember when Remember When was a big hit.
Remember when I first met you. My lips were so afraid to say I love you. Remember when to my surprise the heaven in my heart leaped into your eyes. Remember how much I cried, tears of joy to think you were mine. Darling, down deep inside, I still feel that feeling. I loved you then, and I still do. I can remember when I didn't love you. I still feel that feeling divine. I loved you then, and I still do. I can't remember when I didn't.
Number one vocal group of the 50s, they are the Platters. And if you said 1959, then you did indeed remember when. I'm sure many in the Vinyl Village remember watching the Harlem Globetrotters go through their warm-up routines to the music of Sweet Georgia Brown. Well, then it's about time you heard what a great rockin' version Mr. Jerry Lee Lewis does on that tune. His pumping piano, and they just rip-roar right through Sweet Georgia Brown. And that was from 1971. And so now the J.O. Show is going to shoot you back to 1961 for Marcy Joe and her one and only hit, but it was a good one, simply titled Ronnie. And she would like him to come back as soon as possible.
I miss you so, I'll never be happy.
So there we have Marcy Joe singing about a boy named Ronnie. And now we turn to Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons singing about a girl named Ronnie. And they're both spelled exactly the same way.
I'll go on living and keep on forgiving because you are my first love. So very warm and tender, the way you love me. Hey girl, can you remember and want more of me?
Ronnie, Ronnie.
Them there Jersey Boys out of 1964. That's Ronnie. Having just played two Ronnie songs in a row, what do you think the chances are that our next telephone request customer is going to be someone named Ronnie or perhaps Ron? Let's find out.
Hi, Jerry. This is Ron calling, and I listen to you online from sunny San Diego. And this, I swear, is true. I think you're the greatest. And from that, I figure you'll know which Skyliner song I'd like to hear. Thanks, Jerry.
Okay, you did say it was a Skyliner song, but maybe I need to hear that clue one more time.
And this, I swear, is true.
This, I swear, is true.
My love for you will last till
darling, this I swear is true.
by the Skyliners and their great lead singer Jimmy Beaumont, and that is This I Swear from 1959. And so from a Pennsylvania band, we go to a British outfit known as Manfred Mann, and this was their big hit in 1966, and how cool it was to have a pretty flamingo living on our block.
So tight, she's out of reach and out of sight. When she walks by, she brightens up the neighborhood. Oh, every guy would make her his if he just could, if she just would. Some sweet day. If she just would, some sweet day I'll make her mine, pretty flamingo. Then every guy will envy me, 'cause paradise is where I'll be. Sha-la-la.
And there you have the story of the pretty flamingo. But come on, let's get serious. Is there any other kind? I think all flamingos are pretty. All right, let's turn our attention now to the bakery department for Cookie and His Cupcakes. And his hit from 1959 was all about Matilda, her first time ever on KPTZ, Port Townsend.
Your love for me will always be here to stay so tenderly. Matilda, I'll cry and cry for you. Cry, cry, baby. You gave me love when there was none.
KPTZ
91.9 FM, your music station.
I don't know any poetry. How can I show what he means to me? Oh, Mr. Songwriter, write me a song. I want a song I can sing, a song that will bring him to me. Some words that are all in rhyme, words that will live till the end of time. Oh, Mr. Songwriter, write me a song. I want a song I can sing, a song that will bring him to me. A song like Bless You, write me a song like I don't wanna cry. A song you tell him. Some words that are all in rhyme, words that will live till the end of time. Oh, Mr. Songwriter, write me a song. I want a song I can sing, a song that will bring him to me. A song like Bless You, write me a song like I don't wanna cry. A song to tell him. Some words that are all in rhyme, words that will live till the end of time. Oh, Mr. Songwriter, write me a song. I want a song I can sing, a song that will bring him to me. I want a song I can sing, a song that will bring him to me. I want a song I can sing, a song that
I think there's a pretty good chance that you may not have heard that song on the radio since it was a hit in 1962. And that is Mr. Songwriter by Connie Stevens, who was very popular at that time, especially on TV. And this is Jerry, the official host with the most. And I always try to be there for anyone who's having a problem, whether it's music related or something else altogether. I believe this issue is going to be in the something else category. Mr. Nelson, what seems to be your problem now?
Well, my buggy's got a hole in it. Yeah, my buggy's got a hole in it. Well, my buggy's got a hole in it, it don't work no more. Well, I went up on the mountain, I looked down in the sea. I saw the crowds and the fishes doing the beep-bop-beep. Cause my buggy's got a hole in it, yeah, my buggy's got a hole in it. Well, my buggy's got a hole in it, it don't work no more. I'm gonna see my baby before the sun goes down. Baby, then I'm leaving town. Cause my buggy's got a hole in it. Yeah, my buggy's got a hole in it. Well, my buggy's got a hole in it. It don't work no more. Hey, guitar. Standing on the corner with a bucket in my hand, I'm waiting for a woman that ain't got no man. Cause my bucket's got a hole in it, yeah, it's got a big hole in it. Well, my bucket's got a hole in it and it don't work no more. Well, I went up on the mountain, I looked down in the sea. I saw the crowds and the fishes doing the beep-bop-beep. Cause my buggy's got a hole in it. Yeah, it's got a big hole in it. Well, my buggy's got a hole in it. It don't work no more.
The multi-talented Ricky Nelson from 1958 and a double-sided top 10 hit for him. And on the other side of the defective pale is I Believe What You Say. Now we turn to the Heartbeats from 1955 and a little doo-wop, baby. You're driving me crazy, crazy over you.
You're driving me crazy. Oh, my darling, where have you been? Seems all so childish, but I always count to ten. You don't seem to understand that I'm crazy just for you.
Crazy for you.
My nights are so lonely when you're not by. I think of you, darling, and tears just flood my eyes. You don't seem to understand that I'm crazy just for you.
Crazy for you.
Approximately 1 year later, the Heartbeats had their all-time classic hit, A Thousand Miles Away. And mentioning that reminds me that our first two callers on the phone request line were both from more than a thousand miles away. First, we had a caller from St. Louis, and the next one was from San Diego. But our third and final caller is right here in Washington.
Hi, Jerry. This is Tim Robinson. I'm in Federal Way, and I know you take requests for your show, and I'm reminded of many years ago when I was a youth and I used to call the radio stations myself to ask for songs, and they obliged me. It's been a long time since I've heard Marty Robbins, and he had a number of great Western songs back in the day. And I would like to know if you could play any of the three. I think El Paso's a great one. El Paso City is another wonderful song, and Helena.
Great request, Tim. And because I'm going to play the complete El Paso trilogy, that may have never been done before. And so in Chapter 1, we learn about the birth and the early years of Felina.
Out in New Mexico, many long years ago, there in a shack on the desert, one night in a storm. Amid streaks of lightning and loud desert thunder, to a young Mexican couple, a baby was born. Just as the baby cried, thunder and lightning died. Moon gave its light to the world, and the stars did the same. Mother and father both proud of the daughter that heaven had sent them. Felina was this baby's name. When she was 17, bothered by crazy dreams, she ran away from the shack and left them to roam. Father and mother both asked one another, what made her run away? What made Felina leave home? Tired of the desert nights, poverty, grief, and strife, she went her way late one night in the moon's golden beam. She didn't know where she'd go, but she'd get there, and she would find happiness if she would follow her dream. After she ran away, she went to Santa Fe. And in the year that she stayed there, she learned about life. In just a little while, she learned that with a smile, she could have a pretty clothes, she could be any man's wife. Rich men romanced her, they dined and they danced her. She understood men and she treated them all just the same. A form that was fine and rare, dark, shining, glossy hair, lovely to look at. Felina was this woman's name. Restless in Santa Fe, she had to get away to any town where the lights had a much brighter glow. One cowboy mentioned the town of El Paso. They never stopped dancing and money like whiskey did flow. She bought a one-way a ticket from Santa Fe, 3 days and nights on a stage with the rest now and then. She didn't mind that, she knew she would find that her new life would be more exciting than where she had been. The stage made its last stop up there on the mountaintop to let her see all of the lights at the foot of the hill. Her world was brighter and deep down inside her, an uncontrolled beating, her young heart just wouldn't be still. She got a hotel, a room at the Lily Bell. Quickly she changed to a form-fitting black satin dress. Every man stopped to stare at this form, fine and rare. Even the women remarked of the charm she possessed. Dancing and laughter was what she was after, and Rose's Cantina had lights with love in the gleam. That's what she hunted and that's what she wanted. Roses was one place a nice girl would never be seen. It was the same way it was back in Santa Fe. Men would make fools of themselves at the thought of a romance. Rosa took heed of the place, was in need of this kind of excitement, so she paid Felina to death. A year passed or maybe more, then through the swinging doors came a young cowboy so tall and so handsomely dressed. This one was new in town, hadn't been seen around. He was so different, he wasn't like all of the rest. Felina danced close to him, then threw a rose to him. Quickly he walked to her table and there he sat down. And in a day or so, wherever folks would go, they'd see this young cowboy showing Felina the town. 6 weeks he went with her, each minute spent with her, but he was insanely jealous of glances she'd give. Inside he was a hurting from all of her flirting. That was her nature and that was the way that she lived. She flirted one night, it started a gunfight, and after the smoke cleared away, on the floor lay a man. Felina's young lover had shot down another, and he had to leave there, so out through the back door he ran. The next day at 5 o'clock, she heard a rifle shot. Quickly she ran to the door that was facing the past. She saw her cowboy, her wild riding cowboy, low in the saddle, her cowboy was riding in fast. She ran to meet him, to kiss and to greet him. He saw her and motioned her back with a wave of his hand.
Bullets were flying, Felina was crying as she saw him fall from the saddle and into the sand.
Felina knelt near him to hold and to hear him when she felt the warm blood that flowed from the wound in his side. He raised to kiss her and she heard him whisper, "Never forget me, Felina, it's over, goodbye." Quickly she grabbed for the six gun that he wore and screaming in anger and placing the gun to her breast.
"Bury us both deep and maybe we'll find peace." Then pulling the trigger, she fell across the dead cowboy's chest.
Out in El Paso, whenever the wind blows, if you listen closely at night, you'll hear in the wind a woman is crying, it's not the wind sighing. Old-timers tell you Felina is calling for him. You'll hear them talking and you'll hear them walking. You'll hear them laugh and you'll look, but there's no one around.
Don't be alarmed, there is really no harm there. It's only the young cowboy showing Felina the town.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell.
One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. A handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor.
Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance and that was to run.
Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could. From the West Texas town of El Paso, out to the badlands of New Mexico.
Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maid. My love is stronger than my fear of death.
I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rose's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go.
Off to my right I
see five mounted cowboys, off to my left, right, a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door.
Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my soul. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for the leader is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest.
From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for,
one little kiss and Felina goes.
Above the desert floor, I see it there below. A city with a legend, the West Texas city of El Paso, where long ago I heard a song about a Texas cowboy and a girl, and a little place called Roses, where he used to go and watch this beauty world. I don't recall who sang the song, but I recall the story that I heard. And as I look down on the city, I remember each and every word.
The singer sang about a jealous cowboy and the way he used a gun to kill another cowboy, then he had to leave El Paso on the run. El Paso City, by the Rio Grande, the cowboy lived and rode away. But love was strong, he couldn't stay. He rode back just to die in that El Paso city. El Paso City, by the Rio Grande.
I try not to let you cross my mind, but still I find there's such a mystery in the song that I don't understand. My mind is down there somewhere as I fly above the badlands of New Mexico. I can't explain why I should know the very trail he rode back to El Paso.
Can it be that man can disappear from life and live another time? And does the mystery deepen cause you think that you yourself lived in that other time?
Somewhere in my deepest thoughts, familiar scenes and memories unfold. These wild and unexplained emotions that I've had so long, but I have never told.
Like every time I fly up through the heavens and I see you there below, I get the feeling sometime in another world I live in El Paso. El Paso City, by the Rio Grande. Could it be that I could be the cowboy in this mystery that died there in that desert sand so long ago? El Paso City,
another voice keeps telling me maybe death awaits me in El Paso. El Paso City.
There you have it, everyone, the official El Paso trilogy. It's like a play in three acts. Act one is Felina from El Paso, then El Paso, and finally, El Paso City. Hey, Tim, I haven't talked to you in about 10 minutes. Are you still with us?
I was distracted for a moment. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I recall listening to those many times over the years in the military when I had my small record player and I put Marty on just to soothe my need for Western songs. Thanks, Jerry. Those were great, but I really appreciate all the work you do at the station.
Well, this is a good time to mention that anyone who wants to show their appreciation for commercial-free radio, as well as all of the other things you like about KPTZ, there's no better way than to support us. And do that by going to kptz.org and just click the Donate Now button. And then just help us to whatever extent you can. And that's all we ask. And on that note, I will say, well, better yet, I'll let Marty Robbins sing it for me.
Goodbye.
Get set to go on a blues journey with Taylor Clark, and that starts right now.